This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. This message entitled Preparing to Finish was delivered on January 20th, 2019. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Hey, no run away. Come back here. Come back here. Good job, my brother. Man, how many of you can relate to that, that God would chase you down? I mean, I had walls up and God kicked them down. He chased after me for years and years, and I was in denial. I ran, and man, finally, he caught up to me. He got a hold of me. And he got me saved. I'm like, whew, thank goodness, man. Whew, good job, James. Man. He can cook, he can sing, he can make coffee. He's a great fisherman. He's a dad, he's a husband. I mean, what can't you not do? I think he can do anything that God allows him to do. So any of you, because God can use you too now. So if you have a gift, a talent, you play keyboards, like, we need a keyboard and, you know, backup guitarist, singers. Let Pastor Aaron know. Did you see the moon this morning? You guys got up early this morning? Early enough to see the moon. Boy, it was so beautiful. Looked like the lights were on. And it was sitting behind the trees over there. And it was like, wow. It was so beautiful. And I will say, thank you, Lord, for getting me up early so I can see this beautiful moon. Yeah, I have a couple more announcements. Men's ministry this Saturday, all right? But we're going to do something special. We're going to invite the ladies if they want to join us at 5:30 in the morning. Hey, come on. We got Kahu Kenneth Makuakane from Kauai Hau Church. He's going to be here on Friday for a meeting, and he offered to stay and speak to us. He's going to speak about the Lord's Prayer. So, man, I wouldn't miss this. In fact, we're going to make sure we have extra food. Right, James? Because we expect the multitudes to show up. Amen? How many of you brought your Bibles today? Hold your Bibles up. Yay! Not your iPhone, not your Bibles. Because it's going to be hard to write and highlight in your iPhones. All right. Hey, so you may be thinking, why am I talking about finishing in January? I must be out of my mind. You're probably right. I am out of my mind. I mean, why? You know, we just started the year, and we're talking about finishing. And as we begin the year, I mean, it's so exciting. You know, as we start the year and we start reading the Bible in Genesis, we just finished Genesis, so we're going into Exodus, and Moses is starting to do his tricks so that Pharaoh would let him go. So if you're reading along with us, man, it's just a exciting part of the Bible about the Exodus. And so I encourage you to read along with us. But if you do have your Bibles, you can turn it to 1 Peter. And 1 Peter is after James, which is after Hebrews, which is before Revelation and before 1 John. And I would tell you the page, but your page number is probably different from mine. But, you know, we begin the year with excitement, and I want us to figure out ways that we can keep the momentum going all the way to the end, to the finish line of 2019. Because when we follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it's not easy. In fact, it's challenging. The Bible never says that it would be easy to be a Christian. In fact, if you read the Bible, they were faced with many challenges. Sometimes they were persecuted, they were whipped. And the Bible gives us many scriptures of the difficulties that they face and that we will face when we make the choice to follow Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 3, and this is a good one to remember, to highlight. 1 Peter 3:17. For it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong. How many of you ever suffered because you made a wrong choice? Like, you drink, you drive, you crack up, you end up in the hospital. Just me. And more than once, okay? And you suffer. But I suffered because I did wrong. But Peter tells us if it's better for us to suffer for doing right rather than for doing what is wrong. Sometimes when we follow Christ, you think we suffer because of the many trials we go through. And when I made the decision to follow Christ, I wasn't sure what I was getting into. But there were many times that I faced trials that brought me to my knees, brought tears to my eyes, and it was painful. But as I look back, those were the times that I grew the most. And it still happens to this day. Those were the best growing times in my Christian faith. And as they happen to this day, I learned a better way to deal with it instead of crying, but I still get on my knees and I pray. And one thing I learned that the devil does these things to try to push us away from God. But as we mature, we learn to let these things push us closer to God. We tend to pray more, fellowship more. We tend to get in His Word more. And that's what God wants us to do. See, the devil wants to do these things so that it pushes us away from God. See, the thing is here, if we train together, we can strengthen each other. Yeah, how many of you ever tried lifting weights by yourself? Yeah, it's not fun. You ever had the thing stuck in your chest and the thing roll up to your neck? And this is not good. Happened to my friend. The bar went on his chest and it rolled up to his neck. And my other friend, who was supposed to be helping him, wasn't paying attention. And he turned to, "Hey, you know that's dangerous, right? Hello, I need your help." But, you know, you're lifting weights without a partner can be very dangerous, can be very boring, no one to challenge you or to motivate you. You ever lift weight with somebody and they tell you, "Come on, one more." You do that one more. Then they tell you, "Come on, one more." You do that one more. "Come on, one more." You do that one more. It's like, "Come on, stop it already." Right? And they keep challenging you to do that. Imagine if you was lifting weights for 20 years and you're still lifting the same amount and doing the same amount of reps without increasing. You think you might be just fooling yourself. I mean, that's where the church comes in. The fellowship, the encouragement, the faith, the growth, all these good things that we would partner up with you, team up with you, and help you train, help you prepare to finish. If you get your Bibles, okay, and you open it up to the center, right, you probably come to Psalms, right? So grab your Bible, boom, open it to the center. And how many of you are in Psalms? Okay, I'm pretty good, huh? That's what having your Bible looking through it will do. You can just flip the pages and you get there. So if you turn to the right, you come to Proverbs. And remember the scripture I mentioned last week, Proverbs 27:17? How many of you remember? Remember 27:17? 27:17, okay? As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's what we want to do. We want to rub up against each other, learn from each other, sharpen each other. I mean, that's what having a partner will do. That's why once or twice a week, we do devotions together. And devotions is we're reading through the Bible together. And when we share what we learn, it's like a buffet of scripture because I get what I get feeds me spiritually. But when James shares, I get to have a taste of what he got, and it sharpens me. And as we do that, we sharpen each other. And like I said, Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock, we're at Blaine's in Orchidland, and you're welcome to join us, anybody. I don't care who you are, what age you are. I pick up some of the junior high and high school boys, and we do devotions over there. Thursday, 5 o'clock at Blaine's in the industrial area. I know it's early, but a lot of us got to get to work, so we do that in the morning. How would you like to come to the end of 2019 and say, wow, what a great year? Not that it was smooth sailing, but all the trials helped me grow. The fellowship encouraged me. And I'm still here, and I still love God. If that is you, then you are in the right place this morning. Well, how do we prepare to finish? Because you know what? This is a marathon. We're not sprinting, because if we started sprinting now, we'd be dead by the end of this month. But it's a marathon. So how do we prepare? Number one, mental preparation. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. Colossians is a very short book. It's only like 3 or 4 chapters. Okay? Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Set your mind on things above. Look at life from God's perspective and seek what He desires. You know, I believe mental preparation, okay? Mental preparation is telling yourself that no matter what obstacles come your way, you are not going to let it stop you from coming to Bible studies, coming to church. How many of you get obstacles when you're getting ready to come to church? You put on your shirt, you get ready, and you spill coffee. Oh, man. You get in your car, it doesn't want to start. Or your spouse doesn't want to wake up. Get up, we're going to be late. I don't want to walk in late when they're singing worship. I don't want to get in late when they're preaching already. It's like everybody's going to look at me. We're just not going to go. Right? How many of you, I mean, the devil will throw obstacles at you to stop you from getting here, to stop you from anything that is going to help you grow and mature. And when I was a young Christian and I started going to Bible studies and discipleship classes, I told myself that I'm going to get through the obstacles that Satan will put in my way. No matter what happens, I am going to make it to class. Even when my car broke down, I made it to class. Even when there was things happening at work, I made it to class. You know, I told myself, if I can go fishing in the rain and the wind, then I can make it to Bible study. And there were obstacles, but because I made up my mind ahead of time, I got past those obstacles, and I made it to class. Yeah. So we need to set our minds up the right way. Sometimes when I'm presented with opportunities to go to studies, and in my mind, it's like, oh, I'm tired. I mean, I do so much. I don't want to go to another Bible study because it's like tiring. When I feel like that, it usually means that I really need to be there. And when I get over that obstacle and I get there, I realize like, wow, this is exactly what I needed. And I tell you what, there is no regrets from fighting that tiredness, fighting that feeling that I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Because sometimes, how many of you get that feeling Sunday morning? Oh, I don't want to go to church. Sunday morning, there's football on. I got bacon to cook, man. Oh, yeah. You know, so many things try to stop us. But we got to prepare our minds. You know, when I make the choice to go, God wins, I win. When we make the choice not to go, who wins? The enemy. Okay, so we got to prepare our minds because the enemy would throw everything in our way to get us to stop coming so that we have a crummy year. But I'm trying to prepare you so that you have a great year. And come the end of the year, you are still here with me. See, when our first service of the year, we were full. We might have already lost somebody. Maybe this message should have been the first week. But sorry, I'm a little bit late. Okay? So number two, spiritual preparation. Okay, Hebrews. Where is Hebrews? Before James. Hebrews 13. Man, when you have your Bibles with you and you start doing this, you're going to be really good. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will. Okay? So the spiritual preparation, he's telling us here that Christ equips you, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's what we try to do here. We try to equip you. John's Bible study on Thursday. We're not doing this just to make another activity, to take time away from your schedules. We're doing this to equip you. Equip you for what? Equip you for spiritual battle, for spiritual growth. Equip you to get through your trials, to get through your obstacles. Equip you to reach the lost. That's what we do. We equip you. Whether you like it or not, when you accepted Jesus, you joined the most powerful army that ever existed, the army of God. And when you did that, you angered the devil. And now he's after you. And he's after you, but he's after me. He's after all of us, whoever said yes. And we need to be prepared for this spiritual battle. Other than gathering here on Sundays, we can do many things to be prepared. And not just survive 2019, but excel, to grow. And this takes purposeful planning. And we are here to help you. I mean, if you are willing to give up just a few hours a week, I promise you won't be disappointed. Instead of watching TV for a couple of hours, you could study. How many of you got Right Now Media? If you don't have Right Now Media, and if you want Right Now Media, what this is, it is thousands and thousands of videos on biblical teachings. It teaches you parenting, marriage, studies the books of the Bible. It puts out many studies. And if you want that, all you need to do is give me your email address and I will send you a link, an invitation to sign up for Right Now Media. The church pays for it, so it's free to you. And this will help you grow and strengthen you. I promise that the time you invest in this, you will not be disappointed. And you will not miss the 2 hours. In fact, you probably get addicted and want to watch more and more. Because we have issues, we have problems. In John 16:33, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John is one of the Gospels. These things I have spoken to you, this is Jesus speaking, so that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. So he's saying, in this world where we live, how many of you know there's like so much problems, so much issues, so much junk going on? Because this is a fallen world. But take courage. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. As Christians, we should expect continuing tension with an unbelieving world that is truly out of sync with Christ. God's good news and his people, at the same time, we can expect that our relationship with Christ will produce peace and comfort because we are in sync with God. Yet, because we're living in this fallen world, we will have trouble. We will have trials. We will have persecution. So we got to prepare ourselves mentally. Get ready for battle. We got to prepare ourselves spiritually. Get in the Word so that we can do battle. And number three, be accountable. Probably one of the most important ones is accountability. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another, build up one another just as you also are doing. Encourage one another. I remember running a couple races, running kind of races, which I don't like to do. I went because other people invited me. And I'm not a runner. I'm not an exercise person. I know I need to be. But, you know, you run a race and you get tired. And if you, I don't care if it's only like a 3K or what, but you're tired. And at the end of the race, when you're coming to the end and when you're coming towards the finish line and you see lines of people cheering you on, you kind of want to run faster, yeah? Or is that just my pride? I don't want them to see me walking across the finish line. I think it was my pride. Yeah. And so I run faster because, like, you know, yeah, the chest sticks out. You breathe normal. You go, yeah, I got this. And you start sprinting because of the encouragement. Maybe it's the pride. But that's what we do. We encourage one another. We build up one another. That's what the fellowship is here for. As Christians, as followers of Christ, we get to encourage, be sensitive to each other's needs, offer support by prayer, words, or action. Ecclesiastes, that's in the Old Testament. You know, you go Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. 4:9-10. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. God designed our life for companionship, not isolation. For intimacy, not loneliness. Some people like isolation, thinking that they cannot trust anyone. But when they fall, who is there to help them up? God did not put us here to serve ourselves, but to serve others. We cannot isolate ourselves and try to do this Christian life alone. We need to seek people who will keep us accountable, who will build us up, who will encourage us. Team members. Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Life was not meant to be spent alone. When we face tough situations, we should face it together. And when we are blessed, we celebrate together. Because you and I, we are called the body of Christ. When one of us feel pain, we all feel pain. When one of us rejoices as best, we all rejoice and bless. When I get a cramp in my toe, my whole body tenses up like, ooh, how many of you get those? I've been getting those a lot in my toes, and I don't know why. My toes like contort, and they look really weird. And my whole body tenses up, and my whole body feels that pain. But when I eat a cookie, oh, Man, my whole body rejoices. Maybe right now, but not maybe when I get older. Right? And when I get a cookie and I'm happy, we're all happy. We are the body of Christ. When we step out of line, someone should be there to help pull us back in line. Not to condemn us, not to put us down, but to encourage us. When we miss a day's reading, we should when we miss a day's reading, we should be there to encourage each other to get back into our reading, the habit. Here's the thing. Accountability breeds responsibility. Accountability breeds responsibility. Finding someone to keep you accountable for your actions. This really may take you out of your comfort zone. But as I read the Bible, I don't recall Jesus calling us to be comfortable. In fact, many times he calls us to do things that challenge us, that take us into uncomfortable situations. A lot of the good things in life take us out of our comfort zone. How many of you remember the first time you asked somebody out for a date? Were you comfortable? Were you sweaty? Your palms were sweaty, was dripping from your head, and you're like, remember in middle school when they had the school dance, all the guys on one side and all the girls on one side? And in order to ask the girl to dance, you had to walk all the way across the dance floor. And when she told you no, you had to walk, oh, man. Oh, that wasn't comfortable. But if you wanted to dance, you had to do that. How many of you remember applying for your first mortgage? With like the 50-something papers you got to sign with your full name. And how many of you named your kids with that long Hawaiian middle name with 26 letters in that middle name? When they got to sign their full middle name, they're going to hate you. I'm glad my mother named me Scott Masa Shiroma. How easy is that? But it's a lot of the stuff that are good, they take us out of our comfort zone. And finding somebody to keep you accountable, I guarantee you it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. But it'll help you stay focused, help you stay on track, help you finish the year. Accountability breeds responsibility. And that's what we do when we read the Bible together on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And I challenge you, you want to do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I will help set you up, find you a place that you can get together and read the Bible together. And when they don't show up, you call them up, hey, where are you? Oh, I just got up. Well, get your behind down here. Okay, get your donkey down here. Right? Because accountability breeds responsibility. And it'll only help us grow. Amen? So the thing is, I want us, all of us here, and those who are watching football at home, I want us to get through this year and say, wow, at the end of the year, this was a great year. I managed to make it through all the trials, all the obstacles, because I set my mind right, I prepared spiritually, and I found somebody to call me up when I'm not here. And hey, I tell you, the best way to be accountable is sign up for some ministry here at work, at church. You know, greeting, cooking, cleaning up, parking lot. You know, we're looking for graphic people, not graphic, but to do graphics. Yeah, to do graphics, to update websites, children's ministry, young adult ministry, all those things. And when you sign up, you say, I will be here on my Sunday. I will not skip out. And we will keep you accountable. We will hold you to it. But granted, if you're sick, you're sick. You know what I mean? We're not going to like do something bad to you if you're sick. We're just going to pray for you. But I want us as a family to help each other, the person sitting on your right, left, back, and front, to get through this year. Not just get, just barely make it. Just not just squeak through, but like, yes, and thrive, sprinting over the finish line with momentum for the next year. Amen? You may grab your, those of you who brought your Bibles, give yourself a hand. Yeah. And I want to encourage you, hey, if you're going to come Saturday, Kahu really encourage you to bring your Bibles. So let's show them that we do have a Bible. And if you don't have a Bible and you need a Bible, I still have some here left. These are really good, easy to understand Bibles. They're $37 if you can afford them. If you cannot, then I'll give it to you free. All right? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Give the Lord. You can give the Lord. Thank you. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Hey, if you need to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, why wait? I mean, now is the best time, the opportune time to say yes to Jesus, because he is knocking at the door of your heart and he wants to come into you. But he needs an invitation. He's not going to force his way in. He wants you to open your heart and ask him. If you need to accept Jesus, would you bow your heads, close your eyes, and pray this prayer with me? It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody? One back there. God bless you. Anybody else back there? God bless you. God bless you over there. You may put your hands down. Lord, thank you so much for the hands. And I pray that this would be a breakthrough year for them and for us. That this year we would grow and that we would prosper and that we would draw near to you. So we thank you so much, Lord, that you have spoken through your word. We love you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, you accepted Jesus Christ, you have questions about your relationship with Jesus Christ, we have some yes booklets. Please grab one. It's just going to help you with your walk with the Lord. Hey, I got an idea. How's about Super Bowl Sunday? We dress in our favorite sport uniform. Huh? That would be fun, yeah? I don't care if it's football, baseball, basketball, anything. Just come with your best sports uniform on. Even if it's the New England Patriots. Yeah. But yeah, we'll do that on Super Bowl Sunday because it's going to be a fun day. I was told to pout early because the game starts at 10 o'clock, but would you stand and join us as we sing?
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.